Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So as Christians, we know that the sacrament of baptism is the beginning of eternal life. In fact, the priest or deacon asks the parents, as they present their child for baptism, first, what name have you given to your child? And secondly, what are you asking of God's church for your child? Now, many of the young parents, they're nervous, so they have other little ones they're trying to take care of, and they just say, baptism. We'll take the answer, right? But really, the official answer is when it's asked, the parents are asked, what do you want of the church for your child? The answer is eternal life. For the sacrament of baptism is the beginning of eternal life. It's when God initiates our relationship with him. He comes to us. He adopts us. Takes away all our sins, makes us a member of his own body. Baptism is the foundation of everything we do as Christians. In fact, our entire life, we could say, is trying to fan in the flame the graces of our baptism and the other sacraments which assist the living out of the baptismal call. That is the goal of our entire life, the work of the spiritual life. But of course, for many of us, we were children, infants when we were baptized. We can't even remember one of the most important events in our life. And we can't recall. And oftentimes, especially regrettably in a lot of preaching, the faithful, the baptized, are not called to live their baptism. St. Paul says very clearly, brothers and sisters, do you not know? I always like when the apostle gets a little aggravated, huh? Do you not know that in baptism you have died in Christ? You're dead. So that you might rise in him and have eternal life. We have died in baptism to ourselves, to the things of this world, to the attachments of this world, to sin, to darkness, to vice, to selfishness. And our entire life is living out that call to die to ourselves, relying on the grace of God, to die to ourselves so that we can live in him. Someone offends me, I don't want to forgive them. I die to myself, and by God's grace, I forgive that person. Someone is unkind to me, I die to myself, and I return that unkindness. I respond to that unkindness with compassion. I die to myself. The entire Christian life is the carrying of the cross, the living out of the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ every day. And we were born into that mystery at baptism. And all the other sacraments are in service to the living out of that baptismal way of life. And while the sacraments are what gives us grace, we're human beings, right? We're bodies and souls. We need other things to help us, to remind us, to encourage us, to convict us. And this is where the sacramentals of the church come in. We don't wear medals of saints because they look good. That's not jewelry. We don't wear them as lucky charms, as if somehow, if I don't have my medal of this saint, something bad's going to happen to me. We're not pagans. We wear the sacramentals of the church in order to help us to fan in the flame the graces given to us by the sacraments. All grace is given by God, the Father of all lights. No grace is given by a material piece of object. By wearing a particular devotional or sacramental, God's grace can come to us. But that material thing has no power. It's not a lucky charm. But this is why, as baptized Christians, we should readily avail ourselves of the very sacramentals of Mother Church. Because they remind us, they help us. They dispose us to receive and to fan in the flame the graces of God given to us. And that's the whole purpose of our sacramentals. This is why we hang up crucifixes in our home. I hope you have a crucifix in your home. Right? This is why we have statues and stained glass in our church. This is why we wear medals. And this, dear friends, takes us to the brown scapular, because this is the reason why we wear scapulars. Now, there are many scapulars in the life of the church. Did you know this? We have a green scapular, a brown scapular, a black scapular, a red scapular, all kinds of scapulars, right? But the brown scapular is preeminent because it was given to us by Our Lady. Right? The 13th century, Our Lady saw that the church needed a lot of help. Incidentally, God raised up all kinds of saints. This is when we get St. Francis of Assisi, St. Dominic. It's powerful. So many saints. And concurrently, Our Lady saw that the church needed help. She appeared to St. Simon Stock. and she gave to him the bronze scapular. And the bronze scapular was given to St. Simon and to Mother Church in order to help us to fan into flame the graces of our baptism, to live our Christian faith, to die to ourselves that we might live for Christ, to have that scapular as a perpetual reminder as well, and to allow that scapular to be a witness that we do not belong to ourselves. Our life, our soul, our entire being belongs to God. And that's the purpose of the scapular. So if anyone is here because, say, they like the scapular, it looks really nice, or you're looking for a new lucky charm, please do not approach. Do not approach today. Take the year and prepare yourself. Come back next July 16th. The scapular is not a lucky charm. It's not a piece of jewelry. It's a beautiful, powerfully blessed sacramental given to us by Our Lady in order that we might live our baptism. I've shared this before. I have worn my scapular since I was a teenager, in large part because one of the promises of the scapular is if you die, you know you're good to go, right? You know? So I wore that scapular all the time. It wasn't until later I realized I could take it off for a shower, okay? You know? But I wore the scapular all the time. Yeah. And I remember every time I have to make a hard decision or there's some complication or some distress, I just look for my scapular. And usually, of course, hangs over my heart. And I hold on to that scapular, I just find that scapular, right? Because I know what's expected of me, to make the act of faith, to die to myself, to seek God's will over my own, to be faithful, to do whatever God might ask of me, even when I don't want to. So look for that scapular and I ask Our Lady to help. Help me. No one loved or served our Lord better than Our Lady. And what a powerful mother we have, that we can turn to her and ask for her help. That is the bronze scapular. That is the gift given to us by Our Lady, as she wants to encourage each of us to love Jesus and to serve him with all that we have. So today, as you approach to be invested or reinvested in the bronze scapular, say in your heart, my entire life is yours, Lord Jesus. Mother Mary, help me. Help me to live by this consecration.